Wisconsin motorists are already required to wear seat belts, but they can only be ticketed if they're pulled over for some other traffic violation. A plan in the governor's budget would change that. What that means is that as long as a police officer suspects someone's not buckled up, that would be reason enough to pull them over. The plan received broad support in the legislature's Joint Finance Committee, albeit with some conditions. Milwaukee Democratic Representative Tamara Grigsby told her colleagues that the state needs to make sure this new law won't be used for racial profiling.
There are many people in this community, in this state, that are concerned that when law enforcement has the discretion to pull someone over because they may think they're not wearing their seatbelt, that there tends to be a disproportionate number of people of color that are pulled over. We know that the incidents of racial profiling in Wisconsin is very real.
The governor's budget does include a plan that would keep track of who gets pulled over and for what in the state's largest counties. Lawmakers will likely vote on that in coming weeks. Others who were otherwise reluctant to approve the new seatbelt law ultimately gave their okays because it would bring the state an extra $15 million in federal funding. Lawmakers rejected a plan by the governor to raise the fine for a seatbelt violation. That means it will stay at $10. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.